Om Shanti. Good evening to all of you. Today, Father Shiva Today Father Shiva has come to celebrate with his Saligram children the Jayanti of his own incarnation and also of you children. Today Father Shiva has come to celebrate with his Saligram children the Jayanti of his own incarnation and also of you children. The Jayanti of the incarnation is so wonderful. Jayanti is birthday, so the birthday of the incarnation or Jayanti of the incarnation is so wonderful. Children from everywhere have all come running. To celebrate the fathers and their own Jayanti. Children have come from everywhere. Children from everywhere have all come running to celebrate the fathers and their own Jayanti. The Jayanti, that is the day of incarnation of the father and the children, is the same. The Jayanti, that is the day of incarnation of the father and the children, is the same. It is a wonder that the birthday of the father and the children is on the same day. So today, have all of you Saligram children come to give congratulations to the father or to receive them, to receive congratulations? So have all of you Saligram children come to give congratulations to the father or to receive them? You have come to give them and you have also come to receive them. The sign of these being together, the sign of these being together is that there is lots and lots and lots of love between you and the Father. This is why your birthday is together. This is why your birthday is together. And you also remain combined throughout your life. That is, you are together. Have you ever seen such love? Have you ever seen such love that you remain combined throughout your life and that you are together? And in terms of the occupation, the occupation of the father and the children is of transforming the world. And in terms of the occupation of the father and the children is of transforming the world. What is the promise you have made? You have made the promise that you will go to Paramdham, your sweet home, together. Is it not? Or will you go later? You want to go together, do you not? So there is such love between you and the Father. So there is such love between you and the Father. Or you can say there's so much love between you and the Father. The Father on his own cannot do anything, nor can the children do anything on their own. So neither can the Father do anything without you children, nor can the children do anything on their own without the Father. Are you able to do anything without the Father? Are you able to do anything without the Father? The Father and children say no. So the Father too is unable to do anything without you. This is why he has taken the support of Father Brahma to create all of you Brahmin children. This is why he has taken the support of Father Brahma to create all of you Brahmin children. Without Brahmins, even the Father cannot do anything. Without Brahmins, even the Father cannot do anything. This is why on the birthday of this alaukik incarnation, the Father is giving you, and you children are giving the Father multi-million fold congratulations and greetings. This is why on the birthday of this alaukik incarnation, the Father is giving you, and you children are giving the Father multi-million fold congratulations and greetings. You are giving these to the Father, and the Father is giving these to you. Both are giving to each other. From Amrit Vela, even from before that, before Amrit Vela. The father received congratulations, greeting cards, letters, and sweet, sweet songs of the heart, even before Amrit Vela. So from Amrit Vela, even from before that, the father received congratulations, greeting cards, letters, and sweet, sweet songs of the heart. And even now, Bab Dada is seeing that all the children everywhere, in this land and abroad, are giving congratulations to Bab Dada in a subtle way. Even now, Bab Dada is seeing that all the children everywhere in this land and abroad are giving congratulations to Bab Dada in a subtle way. They are reaching here. This sound is reaching the children. So the transmission is reaching you. This sound is reaching the children, and the sounds from the children's heart are reaching the father. Children everywhere, children everywhere are dancing in happiness. Children everywhere are dancing in happiness. Wah, Baba, wah, we Saligram souls. Wah, Baba, wah, we Saligram souls. Wah. You are all singing songs of wah wah. Wah wah means how great, how great. So wah Baba, wah we Saligram souls, you're all singing songs of wah wah. Devotees have been celebrating the memorial of this birthday of yours from the Copper Age until now. Even devotees have been celebrating the memorial of this birthday of yours from the Copper Age until now. Devotees are also no less in their bhavana, in their feelings. Devotees are also no less in their bhavana. However, they are devotees, they are not children. However, they are devotees, they are not children. They celebrate every year, and you they celebrate every year and you celebrate the importance of the incarnation once. and you celebrate the importance of the incarnation once, which happens once throughout the whole cycle. They take a vow every year. They hold a fast and they also take a vow. They hold a fast and they also take a vow. You take the vow just once. You take the vow just once and that's it. They have copied you, but there is a difference between the importance you give and the importance they give of this memorial. They have copied you, but there is a difference between the importance you give and the importance they give of the memorial. They too take a vow of purity. They too take a vow of purity. But they take that vow every year for one day. And all of you here have taken the vow of purity once from the moment you took birth. And here all of you have also taken the vow of purity just once from the moment you took birth. Have you taken the vow or not yet? Have you taken it or do you still have to take it? You have taken it, no? You have taken this vow. You have taken it once, and they take it every year. Have all of you taken the vow? You haven't taken the vow of just celibacy, but you have taken the vow of complete purity. But you have taken the vow of complete purity, not just of celibacy. Pandavas, have you taken the vow of complete purity? Pandavas, have you taken the vow of complete purity? Or is just celibacy fine? Or is just celibacy fine? Celibacy is of course the foundation. Celibacy is of course the foundation. It isn't just celibacy. There are the other four vices with it too. There isn't just celibacy, but there are other four vices too. Or have you also taken the vow for all the other four too, or for just the one celibacy? Check this. You have freedom to become angry, do you not? You have freedom to become angry, do you not? No, you do not have that freedom. Is it not that you have to become a little angry? Say, Pandavas, do you not have to become angry sometimes? Do you not have to become angry? You do have to become angry, is it? Okay, Bap Dada has seen that anger and its companions, you know, there are so many companions of anger and its companions. Well, you have renounced the great evil spirit, anger, no doubt. But just as mothers in a family may not have that much love for or attachment to their grown-up children, but they do have a lot of love for their grandchildren. Little children are loved very much. So Bap Dada has seen that. Bap Dada has seen that children's love for the greatest evil spirit out of the five vices has reduced. But you still have a little love for the children of these vices. That is, the little traces and progeny of these five vices. Do you have love for them? Do you have love for them? Sometimes there is love for them, is it not? Is there love for them? Sometimes you do have love for them, is it not? Mothers, say, do you have love for them? What about double foreigners? Do you never become angry? Do you never become angry? Some children speak to Baba with a lot of cleverness. They're very clever. You know what they tell Baba? Should Baba tell you what they say? If Baba tells you what they say, then you will have to renounce it today. Are you ready to renounce the progeny also of the vices? Are you ready to leave them? Or will you just accumulate the paper in your file just as you do every year? You accumulate the paper in your file, the file of your promises that the father has, the file of your promises that the father has become very big. Therefore, now too, it isn't that you will add one more paper of your promise to the file, is it? Will you make it final or will you just add to the file? Will you make it final or will you just add to the file? Say, what will you do? Teachers speak, what will you do? Final? Is it final? I was asking 3 times, final? Raise your hands if you say final. Don't make a promise just like that. In that case, if you just make a promise just like that, Bap Dada will adopt a stern form. Bap Dada will adopt a stern form if you just make a promise only. Is that okay, double foreigners? Will you make it final? Is this the final promise? Final promise? Final? Bap is asking again. Okay, raise your hand. Those who will make a final, raise your hands. Record this on the TV. Raise your hands high. Not low. Not the silver-aged way. If you raise only half hand, means it is silver aged way. If you raise full hand, it is golden aged way. Not the silver aged way. Achcha. Achcha. Is this all right? Okay, listen. Okay, listen. You know what is the conversation between the father and the children? Bab Dada continues to smile. Bab Dada continues to smile. The father asks, why did you become bossy? Why did you become bossy? You reply, I didn't become angry, but I was made angry. I was made to become angry. Now what will Baba, what will the father say? You say, I didn't do it, but I was made to become angry. So what should the father say now? And they say to Baba, Baba, if you were present instead of me, you would also get angry. You say, if it had been you, you too would have become angry. You speak very sweet things. You then say, from being incorporeal, just take a corporeal body and see for yourself. You don't have a corporeal body, this is why you remain unaffected. But take a corporeal body like we have taken, then you will see it for yourself. So now tell me, what should the father say to such sweet children? What should the father say to such sweet children? Nevertheless, the father has to become merciful. The father has to become merciful. He says, okay, I'm forgiving you now, but don't do it in the future. Okay, I'm forgiving you now, but don't do it in the future. So Baba becomes merciful in this way. However, you give very good replies. You justify your anger, don't you? So Baba says, you give very good replies. Therefore, purity is the greatest of all decorations of you Brahmins. Purity is the greatest of all decorations of you Brahmins. This is why they decorate your images so much. This is why they decorate your images so much. That decoration is the memorial of your purity. The decoration of the images is a memorial of your purity. Complete purity. Not purity just for the sake of it. Not purity just for the sake of it. Complete purity is the greatest of all property. Complete purity is the greatest of all property. It is also the royalty and personality of your Brahmin life. Complete purity is the greatest of all property, royalty and personality of your Brahmin life. This is why even devotees hold a fast of purity for one day. This is why devotees hold a fast of purity for one day. Actually, they have copied you. The second vow they take is they hold a fast of their food and drink. The fasting of food is also necessary. Why? You Brahmins have also taken a firm vow about your food and drink, have you not? You Brahmins have also taken a firm vow about your food and drink, have you not? When you're all asked to fill in your Madhuban forms, you are also asked if your food and diet are pure. You are asked this, are you not? Whether your food and diet are pure. So is your fast of food and drink firm? Is it firm? Or does it sometimes become weak? For the double foreigners, it should be doubly strong. Is it doubly firm, doubly strong, double foreigners? Is it firm of the double foreigners? Is it doubly firm? Or is it that when you sometimes become tired, you say, okay, never mind, today I will eat something cooked from outside. You don't become a little slack, do you? Are you firm in your food and drink? And this is why devotees also hold a fast of their food and diet. The third vow is of staying awake throughout the night. They remain awake the whole night. And you Brahmins take a vow to awaken from the sleep of ignorance. You Brahmins take a vow to awaken from the sleep of ignorance. You don't have any sleep of ignorance in between, do you? You don't have any sleep of ignorance in between, do you? Devotees are actually copying you. It is because you are so firm that they are copying you. Is it not? You are firm, aren't you? Never, never have any sleep of ignorance. That is, the sleep of weakness, carelessness, or laziness. Never have any sleep of ignorance. That is, the sleep of weakness, carelessness, or laziness. Or does it not matter if you nod off a little? Do you doze off sometimes? some even doze at Amrit Vela. Some even doze at Amrit Vela. However, just think, just think what the devotees are copying from you in your memorials. Just think what the devotees are copying from you in your memorials. They remain so firm that no matter what happens, they don't break their vow. They don't break this vow. On this day, the devotees will hold a fast of their food and drink. And what will you do today? Will you have a picnic? They will hold a fast and you will hold a picnic. And cut a cake. You will have a picnic. And cut a cake. You will have a picnic because you have taken a vow from birth. This is why you will have a picnic. Because you've already taken the vow from birth. So today is your birthday. This is why you have a picnic. Now, what does Bap Dada want from you children? So that was just Baba joking with us. Now Baba is serious. Now what does Bap Dada want from you children? You know this, don't you? You make such good determined thoughts that Baba becomes very happy on hearing about these thoughts. You do have determined thoughts. You do make determined thoughts, but then what happens later? You do make determined thoughts, but what happens later on? What happens later on? Why do the thoughts become weak later on? Why do the thoughts become weak later on? Since you want to do something, because you have a lot of love for the Father, and the Father also knows that all of you children have a lot of love for Bap Dada in your heart. That all of you raise your hands saying that you not only have 100% love, but you have even more than 100% love. That you have more than 100% love, not just 100% love. And the Father also agrees that all of you have passed in the subject of love. But what? Baba is saying, why but? You do have love, is it not? Oh, you do have, is it, you do have love or not? Is there a but or not? Is there a but or not? Does the but come sometimes? You're not saying no, it means but does come in sometimes, does it not? Because you're not saying no, therefore it means that it is yes, that but comes in sometimes. Bab Dada has noted one thing. Bab Dada has noted one thing. Bab Dada has noted one thing. That for the majority, there is one reason why the promise becomes weak. There is one reason why the promise becomes weak for majority. It is just one word. Think what that one word is. What is that one word which makes the promise weak? Teachers speak. What is that one word? Teachers, what is that one word which makes the promise weak? Pandavas speak. What is that one word? Did you get it? Did you get it? You remembered it? What is that one word? What is that one word which makes your promise weak? Can you remember it? Did you remember it? And they are nodding yes. Okay. That one word is that I, me. That one word is I. The word I is used in the form of arrogance and also in the form of making you weak. It is used in the form of arrogance and also in the form of making you weak. What I said, what I did, what I understood, what I said, what I did, what I understood, that alone is right. Everything of mine is right. And that is what should happen. Because I am right. This is the eye of arrogance. And when that eye is not fulfilled, then what happens? When that eye is not fulfilled, then what happens? Then you become disheartened. When it doesn't get fulfilled, you become disheartened, and then what you say, I am unable to do this, I am unable to continue, it is very difficult. Then you use I again in this way, I cannot do it, I am unable to continue, It is very difficult for me. The eye of body consciousness should change. The eye of body consciousness should change. Eye also reminds you of self-respect. And eye reminds you, and eye brings you into body consciousness too. Eye reminds you of self-respect, and eye also brings you into body consciousness. Eye makes you disheartened, and eye also brings happiness in your heart. Do you know what the sign of arrogance is? Do you know what the sign of arrogance is? If someone has the slightest trace of body consciousness, that is, if someone has the slightest trace of arrogance in the form of body consciousness, even a trace of it, what is the sign of that? What is the sign of that? Such a person is unable to tolerate disrespect. Such a person is unable to tolerate disrespect. Arrogance will not allow you to tolerate being insulted. Arrogance will not allow you to tolerate being insulted. If someone tells you even slightly that this is not right, so just become a little humble. If someone tells you even slightly that this is not right, and therefore become a little bit humble if somebody tells you this, then you will feel insulted. This is the sign of arrogance. This is the sign of arrogance. Bap Dada was smiling in the subtle region. You know, children give lectures everywhere on Shivratri. Nowadays, so many giving lectures in India on Shivratri. Bap Dada, when Baba heard the lectures which children give on Shivratri, Bap Dada remembered a point of the children that you use in them. You say, oh, on Shivratri, the goat is sacrificed. You know, they sacrifice a male goat. What does a goat say? Meh, 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 I. So the goat's language is meh, meh, meh. So meh, meh is spoken a lot. So goat says meh, meh. And so on Shivratri, sacrifice this meh, meh, I. So sacrifice I on this Shivratri. So people, they sacrifice a goat, and you sacrifice I today. Are you able to surrender it? Can you surrender this I? Are you able to surrender I? Are you? Can you surrender I? Pandav, say, can you surrender I, double foreigners? Are you able to do this? Double foreigners sitting in the front also. Full surrender of I? Just surrender or full surrender of I? Full surrender of I? Today, Bap Dada will not make you simply make such a promise while hoisting the flag. Today, Baba will not make a promise in which you simply add another piece of paper to your file. What do you think? What are you thinking? Dadis, should we ask them to make such a promise today too? will it make it, will you make it final or will you accumulate another piece of paper in your file? Dari Prakashman is there. This is a Murli of 2003. Dari is telling Baba, Baba, make them do it final. Make them final. Mothers? Mothers? Baba is saying, do you have the courage? Do you have the courage? So Dadi is saying, make them, make it final. So Baba is asking, do you have the courage? Do you have the courage? Those at the back, do you have the courage? Those in the front are not raising their hand. You are so lost in listening to Baba that you are not raising your hand. Do you have the courage? You are very deeply absorbed in listening to this and therefore not raising your hand. Nothing will happen tomorrow, will it? It won't, will it? Will Maya come tomorrow? Tomorrow Maya may come. She will come to tour around. Maya also has had love for you. So Maya also loves you, so she will come. Maya has love for you. Because you are all making plans for service with a lot of pomp and show. Since you are doing service with a lot of splendor, it means you are bringing time of complete perfection close. It means, since you are doing service with a lot of splendor, it means you are bringing time of complete perfection close. Don't think that you have just given a lecture, that's it. But you are, in fact, bringing time closer. You are doing good service. Bab Dada is pleased. You are doing very good service. In India, very good service is happening even now. You are giving a message, and so together with this, have you also made preparations for completion? Along with giving the message, have you also made preparations for completion? Father Brahma is asking all the children, to give a date for opening the gates, opening the gate of Paramdham. You want to open the gate of Paramdham, is it not? You want to open, do you not? You want to go back home, do you not? So, to celebrate today means to become. You won't just cut the cake. But you will also end the I. So not just cut the cake. So Are you thinking about it or have you already thought about it? Are you thinking about it or have you already thought about it? Because everyone's variety of thoughts, right from Amrit Vela, everyone's variety of thoughts reach Bap Dada. Variety of thoughts reach Bap Dada right from Amrit Vela. So discuss this amongst yourselves. Discuss this amongst yourselves and give Baba the date. And give Baba the date. Until you fix the date, you are unable to accomplish any task until you fix the date. You are unable to accomplish any task. First of all, the Maharathis should fix the date and then everyone else will follow. First of all, the Maharathis should fix the date, then everyone else will follow. Those who are to follow, you are ready to follow you. And with your courage, they will receive extra power. They will receive extra power. For instance, you gave zeal and enthusiasm just now, and so they became ready, is it not? Therefore, now create a plan. Create a plan to become complete. Have the deep concern that I have to become karmatit. Let anything happen. No matter what happens, but I have to become karmatit. I have to do this. This has to happen. The sound of the scientists and the sound of those who are to bring about destruction are reaching the father's ears. They too are asking, why are you stopping us? Why are you stopping this? Even the advance party is asking for a date to be fixed. They are saying again and again, fix the date. Therefore, fix a date. Even from Father Brahma is asking for a date to be fixed. So have this meeting. Well, Baba spoke this 18 years ago and we haven't yet fixed the date, is it? Teachers in the front line, is this okay? You will have a meeting, will you not? Bap Dada now wants the date. Not that it will happen or we are doing it. Baba doesn't want that. That has been done for too long now. First of all, you Shaktis. First of all, you Shaktis and the Pandavas, who are the form of deities, should feel mercy. They are calling out so much. Now at least listen to a little bit of their call, their cries. They are crying so much from their heart. Poor helpless ones, they are crying out a great deal. They are crying out from their heart. They are so desperate. The scientists too are also shouting a great deal. When should we do it? When should it be done? When should it be done? They are calling out. Baba saying, okay, you may cut the cake today, sing songs, but from tomorrow, listen to their call. Today you may cut the cake, sing songs, you know, for the birthday, celebrate, but tomorrow you listen to their call. Celebration is, of course, the festivity of the confluence age. Celebration is, of course, the festivity of the confluence age. Celebrate on one side, and on the other side, create those souls. So one is banana. Banana means celebrate, and the other side is banana, means create. So create those souls. Acha. So what did you hear? What did you hear? You have a song, don't you? The song is, have a little mercy on those who are unhappy. Have a little mercy for those who are unhappy. Dukhiyon pe kuch rehm karo. Ma baap hamare, O mother and father, have mercy on the souls who are unhappy. But no one except you can have mercy. No one except you can have mercy. So it's only you who can have real mercy on souls. Therefore now, according to the time, become master oceans of mercy. According to the time now, become master oceans of mercy. Have mercy for yourself and also for all souls. Have mercy for yourself and also for all souls. Now, let your form be that of a lighthouse. Now, let your form be that of a lighthouse and give the rays. give the rays of different lights to everyone. Now let your form be that of a lighthouse and give the rays of different lights to everyone. Give the rays of a handful of attainment to all the souls of the world who are lacking everything. Give the rays of handful of attainment to all the souls of the world who are lacking everything. Okay. All double foreigners, stand up. Wherever you are, you can stand up. Double foreigners. Baba is looking around. Although you may be in your countries, Baba is looking at you. See if you are there amongst these double foreigners. Very good, Baba is saying. Bab Dada, Bab Dada has double happiness seeing the double foreigners. So Baba is doubly happy seeing the double foreigners. All of you are also very happy, are you not? How much happiness do you have? How much happy you are? Very much? Very much? Lot of happiness? Yes, lots of happiness. Okay, always remain happy in this way. Always remain happy in this way. Always remain fruitful. Always remain fruitful. Always continue to make others wealthy with happiness. This gathering is very good. Baba likes it. It is an international gathering. So, Bab Dada is giving all of you, to everyone, Congratulations for your Alaukik birthday. Congratulations. Well, Jyoti Ben is coming to Madhuban on the 16th. Just to give you this information, Jyoti Ben is coming on the 16th of March. And now Muni Ben is saying, it's the turn of Karnataka to serve everyone. Karnataka. Okay, all those from Karnataka, stand up. Oh, big group from Karnataka. See, this is Karnataka. It is good. This golden chance of service. This golden chance of service is a chance to come close to the family. see, you have come for service. So when you come for service, where does everyone's vision go? They come to know that Karnataka is doing service. So those from Karnataka are serving this time, and therefore everyone remembers Karnataka. And so you receive the blessings of their remembrance. They remember you. Karnataka is serving this time. Karnataka is serving. So they remember Karnataka. Okay. Sit down. Okay, now listen to Yad Pyar. So this is the Murli of 28th February 2003. 18 years ago, Baba spoke this Murli. 28th February 2003. Okay. To all the elevated souls who are images of the Father in person, to all the elevated souls who are images of the Father in person, in human form, to the souls who are close to the Father and have constant zeal and enthusiasm, to the souls who are close to the Father and have constant zeal and enthusiasm, to all the children who take every step equal to the Father's steps. To all the children who take every step equal to the Father's steps, to all the children everywhere who are worthy of congratulations of Brahmin birth, to all the children everywhere who are worthy of congratulations of Brahmin birth, to the souls who are full with the power of concentration, that is, they have complete stability. Bab Dada's love, remembrance, and multi-million-fold birthday greetings. Bab Dada's love, remembrance, and multi-million-fold birthday greetings. Congratulations, and Namaste. So now, after this, you can see this flag on the stage, on a big, very long post, very long pillar, as you can see, long post and flag on top. So all the seniors will get up. Now, Bab Dada has already come. And how Bab Dada is going to hoist this flag. Dadiji is there. So first Bab Dada will hoist, and then all the seniors will also come in the front of the stage and hoist the flag. Ramesh Bhai is there. Shiva Gaan 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 Dadi Janki is there too with Dadi Prakashmani. Ramesh Bhai is there. Sudesh Didi is there. Dadi Ji's smiling face. Very lovely song in praise of the flag. This flag will make all of the flags come together. This flag is the support of all the flags. See, Bab Dada, such a royal smile. The RCs are here too to celebrate Shiv Jayanti with Bab Dada. Now Bab Dada will speak. On this day, all of you gave congratulations and also accepted congratulations and also hoisted the flag. But now you have to bring that day close so the day is now to come very soon when all you souls will stand on the globe and everyone will see the Father's flag on your face. The flag of cloth is just for the sake of it. It's just namesake. But the face of every one of you children should show the Father's image. You have to hoist such a flag. You have to bring that day very, very, very soon. It has to come. It has to come. So you keep giving drishti in this way, Baba, so that I may absorb in the ocean of happiness. Not even for a moment should my eyes close. There is Sarla Didi, Manohar Dadi, Shantamani Dadi, Lachuben, so many souls who are now in their avyakt form, who have gone to the advanced party. His health, you know about Dadi Gulzar's health. She is in the hospital. And now, we will not do any festival. We will not do any festival. We won't cut any cake. We will not light any candles. But there will be flag hoisting ceremony here. So for half an hour we will sit in meditation. There won't be any celebration. So first there will be flag hoisting ceremony. And only after meditation for half an hour sitting here, you will get Toli. That's what she's saying. Gulzar Dadi isn't very well, and so we need to do a lot of yoga, give her vibrations so that she becomes better in health. Okay, Om Shanti. Maybe by saying that there are so many sitting here from Karnataka and everyone else, all those have come here, two saints have come from Karnataka, so to them, and that is, and Munibhainal is taking it, their names, and all. And so children from all over Bharat, wherever they are, also in foreign countries, wherever Baba's strong children full who have complete faith with them, also those who are with Gulzar Dadi in Mumbai, Dr. Pratap is in Mumbai. All are in Mumbai. Dr. Banarsi is also in Mumbai. So they've all reached Mumbai. On this day, multi million times congratulations. Just as we hoisted this flag of Shiv Baba, similarly, we have to make our mind also so strong, so raised high, never any feelings of, any low feelings. We should always have very high feelings. Then we will always be happy. We will always stay contented. We will always be joyous. And we will invoke the golden aged world which is going to come soon. Om Shanti.
और अभी हम सभी प्यारी गुलजार दादी जी के स्वास्थ्य के निमित्त जिनके द्वारा प्यारे बाबा ने हमें वरदानों से भरपूर किया, इतनी पालना दी, ऐसी दादी जी के स्वास्थ्य के निमित्त हम सभी आधा घंटा योग करेंगे. सब बैठ जाएं. योग के बाद ही आप सबको टोली मिलेगी. ओम शांति. Thank you.